সাডেন ডিফারেন্সেস। এইভাবে মাঝে বলতেন যখন উনি প্রথম ওখানে শুরু করেন চৈতন্য সারস্বতম বিরাট বন্যা, সে বন্যার সময় পুঁজিবতকে সব মহারাজ কিছুতেই ছাড়বেন না মহারাজকে। তখন দেবানন্দ গৌরী মঠ সদ্য গড়ে উঠেছে, কিছু ঘর বাড়ি হয়েছে, তো ছাড়বেন না মহারাজকে নিয়ে যাবেন। কিন্তু গুরু মহারাজ বলে আমি ছেড়ে যেতে চাই না, কারণ আমি গেলে যেটুকু কুটির আমি গড়েছি সেটাও চলে যাবে, নষ্ট হয়ে যাবে, লোকজন এসে চুরি চামারি করে নেবে। কিন্তু গুরুমাজ খুব অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েট করেছিলেন যে অতখানি গড ব্রাদারলি খেয়ার দেখে যে সতীর্থ প্রীতি। স্মৃতিচারণ করুন মহারাজ, পূজাল রাগবত গৌরব ভঙ্গে সম্বন্ধে
প্রায় বলতেন।
আমি শুনেছি সরস্বতী ঠাকুরের অন্যতম অত্যন্ত প্রিয় পদ পদ ছিল আমি, আসলে উনি নিজেই রচনা করেছিলেন। মাহাতল হরিজন বিষয় রঙ্গি, প্রথমে বিষয় রঙ্গি, বিষয় বলতে বিষয় আশ্রয়, পরে অর্ডিনারি লোক ভুল বুঝবে এই করে তিনি চেঞ্জ করলেন, পরিবর্তিত করে কীর্তন রঙ্গে করলেন। মাতল হরিজন কীর্তন রঙ্গি ভূজল রাগ পথ গৌরব। আমাদের যা কিছু বিধি মার্গ সাধনা মূল লক্ষ্য রাগ মার্গ, সব কিছু রাগ মার্গকে পূজা করার জন্যে প্রয়োজন। আপনার কীর্তন আমি শুনেছি, আই ফিল সাম ডিভোশন, স্পেশাল ডিভোশন ইজ দেয়ার, সাম লাভ ইজ দেয়ার ইন ইওর কীর্তন।
স্বামীজি ওয়াজ ভেরি ইন্টারেস্টেড টু হিয়ার মাই কীর্তন।
What of me there in the fall?
Yesterday Agni Dev Prabhu said and told Shiva Maharaj that he had heard his kirtan on tapes many times and he wanted also to hear. But Maharaj these days doesn't have doctor's order now.
Right, I had special lighting. From the time I heard this way of leading kirtan, I've grown some special lighting. I like special light the way he leads and you see, if there is any manifestation of some genuine devotion anywhere, if any other person is sincere, any other sincere devotee can also feel that. Just it's beyond calculus. Just we can receive that vibration spontaneously while we remain unprejudiced.
আচ্ছা, পুরী মহারাজের কালনা মঠের নাম কি বাসুদেব?
অনন্ত বাসুদেব গৌড়ীয়
মঠ, ওটা তারা কথা নাম ভুলে যায়, ওখানে আমি গিয়েছি না।
অনেক প্রাচীন বর্ধমানের মহারাজের মঠ ছিল পরে উনি।
এখন ওখানকার নাম কি হয়েছে মায়াপুরের?
গোপীনাথ গৌড়ীয় মঠ,
গোপীনাথ।
ওখানে চিঠি দেওয়া হলো না?
আচ্ছা, পুরী গোস্বামী মহারাজ বৃন্দাবনে জায়গা নিয়েছেন
ওই কেসি ঘাটের কাছে। আমরা তো ওখানে সুন্দর একটা মত করেছি, আপনি গিয়েছেন কি ওখানে?
বৃন্দাবনে গেলে এবার দেখা দেখেছি,
যদি বৃন্দাবনে যান তাহলে যাবো, দেখা করো।
বৃন্দাবন ধামে গিয়েছি, তবে সমগ্র বৃন্দাবন ধাম পরিক্রমা করার সুযোগ হয়ে ওঠেনি, যেহেতু মোস্টলি নবদ্বীপ ধামই থাকতে হয়েছে।
আমি তো 1954 থেকে আজ পর্যন্ত এক বছর বাদ যাই।
আসলে মথুরা হয়ে বৃন্দাবন ধাম রমণ রেতি ওখানে থেকেছি শর্ট ভিজিট, ইচ্ছা রয়েছে এবার ব্যাপকভাবে বৃন্দাবন ধাম গেলে ধাম পরিক্রমা করা। আপনাদের কি দেখেছি নবদ্বীপ ধামে? মনে হয় আমার কিছু মনে পড়ে না।
আমরা মায়ের সঙ্গে কয়েকবার পুজো ছিল, সুদের মা গিয়েছি।
কত বছর হলো মঠে এসেছি?
17 বছর।
তাহলে
গিয়েছি আপনার সাথে পরিশ্রম করেছি, এবার আচার্যগণের সঙ্গে গিয়েছি, এবার নিকুঞ্জপুর সঙ্গে আপনার সঙ্গে কয়েকবার।
আসলে সাধারণভাবে দেখা সাক্ষাৎ হয়েছে, কোনো পার্টিকুলার ভাবে কথাবার্তা হয়নি।
Kundalini Prabhu is the transcendental interpreter in this journey. And Vrindavan Balasini Didi and also Jadarani Didi, these two devotees are some of the first disciples of Srila Swami Maharaj.
I already heard about them.
And of course Jadarani Didi is a world famous artist of so many of the paintings and all of them.
I already saw some of her paintings.
Yes.
She did under the guidance of Srila Narayana Mahaprabhu. I really appreciate it. They're very beautiful.
He painted them. I sat there, but he painted them.
He painted to you. Inspiration. Srimad Mahaprabhu presented us to us so many things.
He was first so much attached with Dwarkadhish. I took her to Brajat
and gave
all these things to her.
In higher way we see that the way of spiritual manifestation, just as Srimad Mahaprabhu did. Actually he manifested, he presented before us the matchless script through Rupa Goswami, Sara Goswami, Rai Ramananda Prabhu, and Rai Ramananda Prabhu pointed it out. Mentioned many times in Chaitanya Charitamrita that actually it is you, Lord, who has empowered, who is empowering me to do all this. You are the ocean and you have created the cloud and you want to rain that cloud. I am the cloud of your mercy, of your empowerment, and so now I am pouring the rain, also your mercy. Happens. So, Vaishnava's inspiration, the Guru's inspiration in the life of the devotee is working that way, whether Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru. It's natural.
He is bona fide Vaishnavi. He is Holy Master Jadurani. I myself call him.
Shyam Rani. It's my special pleasure to know that all of you are assisting Srila Narayana Maharaj in his preaching service, devotional service. Very happy, you are blessed. You are not Bengali?
No, Punjab.
You are from Punjab.
It's been just 2 years.
Seems like you look like having Indian body. So you're from Punjab?
But I always stayed in Delhi. Our background is.
This is Vrajanath Prabhu. Mm-hmm. He's from Holland, and many years he was serving within ISKCON previously in charge of BBP in Europe. And now he is traveling Maharaj, and he is like personal secretary, taking care of so many.
Are you still serving in this project?
Yes, same as Tom.
Everything's very gladdening. Sure. What ISKCON means? ISKCON means International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because this is the world of duality. A relative world. Therefore, we have to say something international. Actually, we can say intercosmopolitan. We can say more than that, universal. But as the people will understand, here more international relative world. So therefore, we have to use. But actual, the unbridled conception of ISKCON means pure Krishna consciousness. pure consciousness of Supreme, Beloved, Beautiful Truth, Divine Couple, Srimad Mahaprabhu. So we are, after all, we are all servitor of ISKCON. All ISKCON devotees are servitor of all pure Gauriya Vaishnavism. Srimad Mahaprabhu is one and same.
I told so many times.
Can you bring some desk? Do you have small desk? And then you can place it.
You can sit there. In front of beauty.
Okay. So
as you like more. Can I bring his name? So I have a strong knee.
Yeah.
Right. Anyone who will speak against our Guru or anything wrong, whoever he may be, I will oppose. School leaders are thinking that, oh, he is not doing anything. They are doing all these things. But it is for their good that they are something doing and everything is coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, it is lost.
Highest.
It means that don't knew who was Swami.
No. Swamiji was, they make him into a businessman.
Yes.
His mission is to collect money and make buildings.
Yes.
And followers.
And to make marriages, marriage ceremony.
Yes. First you become brahmachari and then you become grihastha. This was his mission.
There should not follow or nothing. But yes, not a result of that. Yes, I want. Vaidhi Bhakti has to go on, but Vaidhi Bhakti is for Radhanga in our life. Vaidhi Bhakti is not on the metro.
You have the IC on?
Yes,
but it will work on
you. He told me it does not work so good. Sometimes he said better on this than on this. It will come out.
Then if you close the window, then it works.
No.
With open windows, it works also.
Like this. At that time, what year were they?
Well, what they were doing.
No.
What you I was doing? Reading, I was doing what was called No, I was doing.
Yoga.
Yes. No, I was doing yoga. I'd gone to Hawaii and I lived in a cave in a jungle for 1 year.
Having beard and
all these things, long hair, beard, fasting, all these secret things.
Also doing that, huh?
Doing
this and feet up?
Yep, of course. 1 hour a day, 1 hour daily.
Then?
Then that failed. All that endeavor failed. Then I met the devotees. I took Ladu from that devotee.
Yes. Then that devotee said, if you take this food, they call it food,
food,
then you get spiritual body. I said, give me two. I eat two. Then that was the
what time. Was your age at that time?
My age at that time was 22.
Then?
Then that afternoon, I was walking down the street, and I heard a big sound. I saw this was the same sound I heard in the park. Then I saw so many shoes. Lying on the door. And I looked in the window, and there were all the devotees dancing. And then I went inside, and Swami Maharaj was on the other side of all the people. But it was too crowded. So I stayed just a few minutes and then I left. Then I came back about 1 year later. After 1 year, I came back later. I got there 1 o'clock in the morning. I reached the temple at 1 in the morning. So I slept in the park, like this, like the hippies sleep in the park, under the tree. Then in the morning I went there to Bhagavatam class. But Prabhupada was not there. I made the devotee. So I told him I went to practice yoga. They said, no, we don't do that here.
Hmm.
No, we're only doing bhakti. Hmm. I asked them, what is bhakti? They told me something.
The dirtness told you that this is bhakti yoga?
Well, no, if you knew the person who was preaching to me, his name was Gaur Hari. And so then, again, I left. And then at the same time I met more devotees. So it was a gradual process. At the same time I read a book. And then I joined another ashram, a different ashram in Swami Maharaj. They were also doing Sankirtan and all these things. I remained there for about 6 months. And that ashram, whole ashram, and 63 people, we all joined on the same day.
All.
Everyone, we shaved our heads, all the men, and we got on airplanes and we went to 5 different temples. 10 people went to London, 10 went to Los Angeles, 10 went to San Francisco, 10 went to India, 10 went to Los Angeles. 10. And they gave Swami Maharaj $100,000.
Yes.
And we showed up and we came to each temple during Mangal Arati. And at that time, at that Los Angeles temple, the devotees were in fear how we will pay the rent. I had $20,000 in my pocket. So when we all got in the tent, I went, then immediately they got
tested.
Immediately.
No less?
Huh?
No less.
We were inside.
Yeah.
There were only a few devotees, actually, who directly became devotees due to Swami Maharaj's direct preaching.
Mm.
Like Dhammananda, Atikamanda, Jadarani, in the early days, 26 Second Avenue, and some in San Francisco. After that, almost all the devotees
they join by the preaching of more devotees.
Yes.
Some devotees never ever met with them. Mm-hmm. Some of these disciples never had the chance to even speak to them personally. Mm-hmm. Is that all right? Somewhere in the faraway places. He took his books and lectures. That was all important. My story is just like the story of 10,000 others.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What about your story?
I heard from Sukurari Maharaj how he joined and how Rinpoche is and how he was
captured
hold by family. And then I will tell something.
Well, I was 21.
What doing?
I went to, I was living in California and practicing meditation. Trying to learn meditation.
And this learning is school college?
No.
It was ended?
No, I did not go to school. Dropout. Cool. So then I went to Jamaica. You know
in
Jamaica?
Africa. In Africa?
No, it's Caribbean.
Oh, Caribbean.
Near Costa Rica.
Oh, yes, yes.
I wanted to live in the jungle and do meditation. So I went there.
From where do you have that experience?
I don't know.
Past impression.
So then I went, I stopped in Florida before going to Jamaica at one, at like Mayavadi Ashram, kind of like. And they were all very unhappy people.
Mm.
It was the new year, the day of the new year, and they were all very unhappy. All 1 year had gone by, they did not realize anything. So I was had happy mood for spiritual life, and they were very unhappy. So they thought I was a little strange. And I saw on the shelf one book, Krishna. Mm. Prabhupada's book of 10th canto Bhagavatam, summary study, Krishna Lila. So I said, "What is that book?" They said, "Oh, that is Krishna. You belong with them," they told me. "You should go find them." So that night, then I left immediately. They told me there was a temple. I went to the temple. The devotees were very nice. And we went for sankirtan at night. I went with them. They wanted...
Not yet?
1971. They wanted me to stay there, but I had my ticket for the jungle for going to Jamaica. So I went, and I built one house from bamboo, and I was living there, trying to meditate, but too many mosquitoes, and then rain came, and my house went. So I said, I was chanting Om Hari Om, Om Hari Om, and then I woke up one morning, and I began to chant Hare Krishna. Then I said I left that place, and I went to California. Hitchhiking, you know hitchhiking? You stand on
car
the road like this, and some car picking you up?
Like this.
Taking?
Catch the car. Oh, yes.
Giving a ride across the whole country. And I did not know so much about Krishna, but I know that I knew Krishna like cows.
Hmm.
I had seen pictures of Krishna with the cows, so driving in the country, so many cows, then I would think of Krishna and cows. And then when I got to California, in Santa Cruz, some friends there, when I arrived, they were surprised to see me because I had left the world to meditate. I said, I don't know why I'm coming back, but this Hare Krishna mantra, I had some feeling for this. And they said, oh, tomorrow there is a big festival in San Francisco, Krishna Festival. So I said, well, we must go. So I took all of my friends, and I had that Krishna book, and I would read from the book, and I would give talk about Krishna. And when I got to San Francisco, they had, it was Mahaprabhu's Gaur Purnima. And big murti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're taking in the street, about 15 feet high, doing some kirtan. And he had one hand out and one hand up. And there were so many flowers, devotees were offering flowers. So I wanted to join, but nobody is telling me, come and join, come and join. So I thought, how will you enter this? So I took one flower and I thought, I will throw it. And if he catches it in his hand, then it means he will accept me.
Yes.
So I threw it and it landed in his hand. I thought, I've been accepted. So then I went back to Santa Cruz and I began to preach about Krishna. And there was no temple there. Then some devotees came to Santa Cruz for preaching. They heard about me. Oh, there is this one boy. He's preaching about Krishna. And so they came to see me. And then I, in my house, I shaved my head. And one man gave me one sheet. I put it on. I came to the Brahmacharis preaching center. And then they let me in. They said, oh, he's very serious. Then I stayed there for 3 months. And then Prabhupada came to me in a dream. And he poked his cane. He had cane, he walked, he poked his cane at me. And I woke up very much startled. And I told the devotees, and they said, Prabhupada is now just now coming to Los Angeles. So you must come with us and take initiation. So after 2-3 months, then I was initiated, Harinam. And then in 6 months later, month of the trip. Then I stayed in Los Angeles for 2 years, 2.5 years, and then I was sent to travel Australia, England, other places.
To show that this is a past impression for the future. It is a serious impression to be there in all the world.
So Maharaj,
let us go and see other languages.
So that in a very high class of Vaishnava family, the father and mother were pure devotees of Lakshmi Narayan in Sri Ramanuj Sri Sampradaya. They were Brahmins. Our whole village was all Brahmins, not only other castes. Highly educated and all in middle class of not rich, not so
poor.
All their self-supported. From beginning, I don't know. My childhood, I used to chant Ram Ram always. Father used to love me so much, and he was very learned person of Gita, Bhagavad and Ramayana. All villagers used to come there and to hear from him pravachan, and he used to know very good songs. My mother also, very father and mother both.
Boy is very good.
Very good song. They could new song they can, like poet. My father was also rustling and jumping with all other things from his long age. So I liked all these things, but always chanting. In school, I used to go, but never chanting was left. After that, anywhere I heard Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When I began to chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. No Hare Krishna, only Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
I used to remember all Ramayana, Mahabharata, all these stories, hearing from my father. Also from Quran, very, very baby thing. That I used to worship him. Not worshiping like this, but chanting, remember, reading Ramayana and Gita, Bhagavad, Mahabharata, especially. And I was so much upset in Ram, Rama. When I used to read, I was always weeping, weeping. I used to shut the book. And when weeping, again, I used to sleep, but when I used to read my class book, sometimes, but chanting and reading. And when I went to college or what?
High school.
Then I became very famous sportsman. Various sportsmen in whole our state.
Bihar, present.
Jumping.
High jump, long jump, running, cycling.
I so much reward, so much reward.
So much medal.
And in Sanskrit recitation, I got so good prizes. My headmaster called me, told that you will have not to pay any price for your reading, books and copies, pencils, everything will be given by you. And I became the monitor, and there were about 1,000
students. Whole school.
Then I became first in class 8, 9, 10. Especially in history and mathematics, Hindi,
geography.
I have no test for English. After that, I left the school. Went for some very little time for college. And at once, my jumping and my sports career, I was selected as a sub-instructor of police officer after. I don't like, but yet I
due to sportsman.
Once our SP,
superintendent of police,
he was Englishman from Great Britain, so tall, so very good. He called, we are all called, went there. They called us and began to ask something. But I was not following his.
What he's trying to say.
What he was saying again. But very little. His pronunciation and everything. But I was so dear, dear man.
Courageous.
Courageous, nearly
fearless.
So I saw his mouth and mouth speaking. And when he asked something, I used to tell like that.
Coughing.
Coughing only. Not.
Could not follow what?
He began to smile and took me and selected for inspector of police.
Inspector of
police.
Inspector of police.
Oh, inspector. Inspector.
At first, how inspector that?
And then. I was prepared to tell him. Yes, police, yes, you know. Police station. And then, for 2 or 3 years, I did it. After a party of Vaishnavas, they are coming, and they were doing Srimad Bhagavatam Prahlad Maharaj Charitra. In Bengal, in Bengali, but I did not know Bengali. But I used to sit there and hear them. After 2 days, Vishwami Maharaj, his name was Matsudan Maharaj, at first he was Narottam Khan in the Bengali Garden, was a very good scholar in English, Bengali. And he was the editor at the time of Srila Prabhupada. And he was also with my Gurudev. And after that he was
Order.
And he was talking
Komal Madhusudan Maharaj.
That's why we learned it in Sri. He called me and he began to talk to me. Okay. Whole night he was. Then he went away to Navadvipa. I was in Sahibganj, there is a place, and the secretary of Ganga. At once I went to the market and
purchased bead bag, bead, and one seat.
Asan of
yes.
Kambal. Kambal asan, you
blanket.
Know. Blanket, asan, not blanket, only one hand. And I left my old things, inquiry, police department, all that. Sometimes I used to go, and always, 1 lakh of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, 1 lakh daily. And then I used to brand the all the policemen and all others were taking bribes. There was so much.
No border. Yes, for so many advance opportunity to take bribes.
But I never touched. They used to give in my bed, but I used to
throw.
So I thought that I should not leave him. I was also married. And then stayed there after 2 years. I spent there. He was mission leader, SP himself. So he told me not to give up the job. It is a very good job and you will be very, very progress in this life. I told that I have got a business which never felt.
always, always.
Profit, profit and profit. No loss.
What? I told that I will go to my home and there I will pray. My family. They could not handle it.
So spiritual
blessed the his department and everything, money and all things I get to my brother who was also
fully
called in police as sub-inspector and given all things and nothing to and went to Navadvip by their addresses to everyone. I went in the night at about 12 and trying. But I told that I told them where there be not and where to
go. I have to go, how to go.
I went at once I saw the two Brahmacharis are coming and touching me. You are Tivariji, you are Tivari, Tivari and Brahmacharis.
Who knows our three Vedas?
Yes, yes.
But Mahanar wrote any letter to Param Gurudev that I am coming. Yes. But from the same station that if somebody is coming,
yeah,
go and see.
How they know you? I don't know. Then I went. Yes. From and I began from washing
utensils
and cooking everything. Pot. And I took holes about much. At that time, very few persons were there, about 18. So many old guru, godbrothers of my Gurudev. And I used to went for all that. Everything I control, I became the manager in 1 month everything.
What was your name?
24. 24. 24. 24. I did so much preaching. I began to learn Bangla and speak Hindi. To read Jaiva Dharma, I read first Jaiva Dharma. Then I Chaitanya Charitamrit. I remembered all the slopes of Gaudiya Khandaha, Bhagavad
from Mariti Mala.
Also learn Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then I felt like Dharma Raja. So many.
At that time, all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada were Param Gurudev.
That is why I told that I went Haridas in university. The Guru Maharaj saw that he was so Hindi. He did it. I was given for Harinam after that.
After three months
I was
second initiation.
And after 2 or 3 months, but yes, I took Harinam. Bam Maharaj, Srivika Maharaj, and my three Dandi. And we were also three Dandi. Bam Maharaj, Srivika Maharaj, by become one Sri Dandi. I was deported to Mathura, Mathura started
54
and began to say Bhagavat Patrika. Guru Maharaj told that in Hindi Bhagavat Patrika.
Monthly magazine, Bhagavat Patrika by name but Hindi medium.
I became the editor of that Guru Maharaj managed. I also became the editor of my Bangla. My name was Jivan. Guru Maharaj gave my name also in Bangla. Then I started, began to translate the books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, first I did Jaiva Dharma.
and after that song you go.
What happened to your family?
My father was there.
Your father?
Father and mother. The ones that took me. My wife, my father's brothers and all villagers and all the ladies, my uncle, wife and all that, about 20, they came and began to wave all, oh, why you are waiting? I'm going. But only a dhoti. Dhoti, you know that, often and then, and after 3 days again in the night, they slept them. And all brothers of Maharaj telling Paramahansa, why you let him go? Don't let him go. So whenever I named call him from, he came automatically. If he want to come, he can come. Then why come after 2-3 days? Come at night, 12 midnight. At that time, winter time, he make quilt just like one sleeping inside.
Put some straw under the quilt.
I have served my Gurudev like he is serving me, always noting his lectures.